Chapter 14, Cornelius Fudge. Harry, Ron, and Hermione had always known that Hagrid had an unfortunate liking for large and monstrous creatures. During their first year at Hogwarts, he had tried to raise a dragon in his little wooden house, and it would be a long time before they forgot the giant three-headed dog he'd christened Fluffy. And if, as a boy, Hagrid had heard that a monster was hidden somewhere in the castle, Harry was sure he'd have gone to any lengths for a glimpse of it. He'd probably thought it was a shame that the monster had been cooped up so long and thought it deserved the chance to stretch its many legs. Harry could just imagine the 13-year-old Hagrid trying to fit a leash and collar on it, but he was equally certain that Hagrid would never have meant to kill anybody. Harry half wished he hadn't found out how to work Riddle's diary. Again and again, Ron and Hermione made him recount what he'd seen until he was heartily sick of telling them and sick of the long, circular conversations that followed.
"Riddle might have got the wrong person," said Hermione. "Maybe it was some other monster that was attacking people."
"How many monsters do you think this place can hold?" Ron asked dully.
"We always knew Hagrid had been expelled," said Harry miserably,
"and the attacks must have stopped after Hagrid was kicked out, otherwise Riddle wouldn't have got his award."
Ron tried a different tack.
"Riddle does sound like Percy. Who asked him to squeal on Hagrid anyway?"
"But the monster had killed someone, Ron," said Hermione.
"And Riddle was going to go back to some muggle orphanage if they closed Hogwarts," said Harry. "I don't blame him for wanting to stay here."
"You met Hagrid down Nocturne Alley, didn't you, Harry?"
"He was buying a flesh-eating slug repellent," said Harry quickly. The three of them fell silent. After a long pause, Hermione voiced the knottiest question of all in a hesitant voice.
"Do you think we should go and ask Hagrid about it all?"
"That'd be a cheerful visit," said Ron.
"Hello, Hagrid. Tell us, have you been setting anything mad and hairy loose in the castle lately?"
In the end, they decided that they wouldn't say anything to Hagrid unless there was another attack. And as more and more days went by with no whisper from the disembodied voice, they became hopeful that they would never need to talk to him about why he had been expelled. It was now nearly 4 months since Justin and nearly headless Nick had been petrified, and nearly everybody seemed to think that the attacker, whoever it was, had retired for good. Peeves had finally got bored of his,
"Oh, Potter, you rotter,"
song. Ernie Macmillan asked Harry quite politely to pass a bucket of leaping toadstools in herbology one day, and in March several of the mandrakes threw a loud and raucous party in Greenhouse 3. This made Professor Sprout very happy.
"The moment they start trying to move into each other's pots, we'll know they're fully mature,"
she told Harry.
"Then we'll be able to revive those poor people in the hospital wing."